Greetings, this is Philip Hodson, and welcome to Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Today I would like to begin a short series on the great salvation that God has given to us in Jesus. And I'd like to begin out of the book of Hebrews chapter 1, just to consider who Jesus is and what we have here in these days that we're living in. And I'd like to begin in the first verse. It says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day I have begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth. And the heavens are the work of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shall thou fold them up. And they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation? Therefore, chapter 2, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received the just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. And we're going to stop there. But here as we read these first chapters, we begin in that very first verse. It speaks of God and his ways of dealing with man. And when we read the Word of God, it's very important that we understand that the Word of God, the Bible that we have, oh, it is such a gift to us. It is not a book about different men of the past. It's not a book of religion. It is a book of God speaking to man. It's a book of God relating to man. And as we see the life of men like Adam and Eve, and of men like Abraham, of Moses, of Isaac, of Jacob, as we look at these people as Isaiah and Jeremiah, and we look at these people even as we look through the Old Testament, the Old Covenant text, we don't see stories about men. Even as we look at the life of Job, we see stories of God relating with and working with and walking with men. We see Enoch being taken out of the way because he had this testimony that he pleased God. And Enoch walked with God, and God took him to himself, never facing death. We see God walking with men. We see Elijah, and Elijah again being taken by a fiery chariot, and Elijah walking with God. And we see Elisha walking with God. We see Noah finding grace in the sight of the Lord, and Noah walking with God, heeding his voice, listening to his voice. And so when we read the Word of God, it's very important that we understand that the main theme of God's Word is God relating with man. And God relating with men and with women, just like you and like me. Oh, what grace, that the God of heaven, and as we read about him in the scriptures, the God who created all things loves you and he loves me. And what we see in the Word of God, we see scriptures that really are so beautiful, is it tells us in Malachi what God has required of man, that we do justly, that we love mercy, and that we walk humbly with our God. Isn't that amazing? That's what God requires. That's what God expects from. That's what God longs for in us, that we do justly, that we love mercy, and that we walk humbly with him. And so I say all that to say there, as we open up in the book of Hebrews, he speaks of the way God spoke in times past, and of those times that we read about there as Jacob lies on a rock and gets the vision of the angels ascending and descending upon a ladder that is built up to heaven, as we see the angel of the Lord speaking with and encountering people there in their lives of different ones, and he speaks to the prophets in the old times in different ways, and yet here he says, God, who at sundry in times and diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. And he says who his Son is here in these next couple of verses, and he compares him to the angels who brought much of the revelation of the Old Covenant times. And he says in these last times he's not speaking to us through angels or through the prophets in these various ways any longer. He's speaking to us by his Son. And he says, my Son is the brightness of my glory, the express image of my person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. And it says that to his Son he has given a name much greater than the angels. And in verse 8 he says, but unto the Son he says, and God says to the Son, thy throne, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. You see, the Son is God. He is the Lord, our righteousness, as it speaks of in the book of Jeremiah. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And as we look throughout the Old Testament prophecies of who the Son of God was, we see that very clearly and unquestionably that the Son is the Lord God, Jehovah, Yahweh. And he wants to speak to us. And that's what we read there in the first verse. God, who at some sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. And again, as we open up the New Covenant, the New Testament, we see that God himself, who is the brightness of the glory of God, the express image of the person of God, and upholds all things by the word of his power. And he's the one who himself purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. That this one who is the Son of God and who is God longs to walk with you and with me. Longs to speak to you and I. And we have the word of God, the revelation of his character, of his person, of his longings, of his desires. And he's given it to us so that we can do that which he longs for us to do. To do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. As we go into Hebrews chapter 2, he says, therefore, we ought to give all the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip, we should let them slide away, we should lose sight of them. He says, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And that's what I want to speak of today. If we neglect, if we lay aside, if we lose sight of the value and the importance of so great salvation. Oh, it is a great salvation. I encourage you to read the Word of God and see all that God gives us in this great salvation. And I'd like to speak of this in the next few days, the blessings, the wonders of salvation. And I'd like to encourage you as you read and as you consider, oh, it's so much more than just saying a prayer one day and having your sins forgiven and going to heaven when you die. Oh, don't lose sight that this great salvation has so much more for us. It has a life of walking with God, of dwelling with God, of God dwelling with us, and oh, of Him dwelling inside of us. Oh, may we not neglect so great a salvation. And may you be blessed this day with the love of God that longs to draw near to you, that you might draw near to Him, that longs to shepherd our lives and bring us closer to Him, that longs to speak to us and have us hear His voice and follow Him. Oh, may we get the fullness out of this great salvation that Jesus Christ has shed His blood to give to us. Oh, what a great God we serve. What a wonderful Savior. And oh, what a great salvation. God bless you this day. And we'll visit again tomorrow. God bless you.